Welcome to the Weekend Warrior Solar Eclipse Edition. This is the DJBC. And on Monday is the solar eclipse. And there's a link on WCRSFM.org of events and happenings near you. And as a reminder, do not stare at the solar eclipse without your solar eclipse glasses. Make sure you're wearing your solar eclipse glasses before, during, and after totality. So among the events happening include COSI has a few events, including at COSI itself, plus events at Land Grant Brewing Company in Franklinton, and the main branch of the Columbus Metropolitan Library downtown. And there are other events such as the Solarbration at Columbus Zoo and Aquarium, and Delaware is getting things started on Friday with First Friday. And of course, this weekend at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, Darkness Over Delaware. And it's not just limited to Central Ohio, because there are parts of Ohio that are part of the Path of Totality, such as Dayton, Cleveland, and you can make a road trip out of this if you would like to. For example, road trips, you could go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, or the Armstrong Air and Space Museum in Wapakoneta, for example, or even Kenton in Hardin County is also in the center of totality as well. And we got links on WCRSFM.org, Whitehall, Groveport, Reynoldsburg, Bexley, Hilliard, New Albany, Dublin, as Dublin in the dark, Powell, Sunbury, they all have viewing parties for the solar eclipse. And after the eclipse, the Avalon Theater in Uptown Marysville will have a screening of the 1968 classic 2001 A Space Odyssey Monday evening. And Saturday at Kemba Live, Wish You Were Here, the Pink Floyd tribute band will perform The Dark Side of the Moon, which most people will be syncing to during the eclipse. And again, links are on the podcast of this and on WCRSFM.org on the main page. Here's what else is happening this week. The prom continues at the Short North Stage in the Theater Roundup. The Diary of Anne Frank opens this Saturday at Gallery Players at JCC in Berwick. 9 to 5 opens this weekend at Otterbein University in Westerville, and in Dublin, Van Gogh's In the Attic. The Columbus Crew host DC United this Saturday at Lower.com Field. The Columbus Clippers have their first home series of the weekend against the Omaha Storm Chasers. This series has been already impacted by weather. The Greater Columbus Cherry Festival kicks off on Saturday and goes through next week. The Upper Arlington Sustainability Fair is this Saturday at the main branch of the Upper Arlington Library on Tremont Road, in partnership with the Upper Arlington Public Library and Sustainable UA. The Columbus Symphony presents Beethoven, Mozart, and Haydn this weekend at the Ohio Theater. The Thurber Center presents Olympic athlete, MMA fighter, and author Ronda Rousey on Sunday at the Kanzani Center. Again, First Friday, this Friday in downtown Delaware, the Space to Be is their theme this month. Saturday is Gallery Hop in the Short North, and Sunday at the Franklin Park Conservatory is Community Day. Frequency Fridays is at the Cultural Arts Center this Friday night. Norman Nardini and the Switchables will perform with Willie Phoenix and Soul Underground this Saturday at Natalie's in Grandview. We'll be performing at Natalie's in Grandview on Saturday. The Anonymous Ensemble Lone Top from South America performs this week at the Wexner Center for the Arts. The One Hallelujah Tour is at Mershon Auditorium on Saturday. And the World of Wobbly is at Blockfort this month with their opening this weekend. And it features the art of a local autistic artist, which is a project in collaboration with the Awesome Company and I Am Boundless, curated by Jackie Mahan, founder of the Awesome Company and former owner of the Mahan Gallery from the Short North. And this Sunday kicks off National Library Week. The Columbus Metropolitan Library will have a reading challenge next week. And National Library Month kicked things off in Columbus with the Public Library Association Conference, which was in town this week. We love our libraries here in Central Ohio. And we have two library systems turning 100 this year, Bexley and Grandview Heights. And the Weekend Warrior will be back next week. Enjoy the solar eclipse responsibly.